Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Under the Radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, can you imagine a world without keys? Well, that's the vision of a Singapore-headquartered company that makes smart locks and lockboxes. Well, founded in 2015, Igloo Company offers a holistic suite of software and hardware products that enable seamless and secure accessibility for a robust digital economy. Now, since then, Igloo Company has also grown over the years to include an enterprise-focused vertical, which focuses on large-scale access management. Its smart locks and boxes, meanwhile, are sold in more than 100 countries all around the world, and including in the US. The startup was listed on Forbes Asia's 100 Small Companies and Startups to Watch in 2022, reported to serve over 400 enterprise customers, 5 million digital credentials issued. And the firm charged ahead in 2021 to expand in Austin, the US, and get a slice of that, reportedly said to be $46 billion US smart home market. And back then in 2021, the company set an ambitious target to deploy 1 million devices in the US across the next 3 years. Now, 2 years down the road, what is the status right now? So for more, let's speak to Best Hapupong, VP of Business Development at Igloo Company. Best, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tian Tian.
And great to have you on board. So Best, I understand Igloo Company started out making smart locks and lock boxes, but it has gradually moved on to provide software products over the years. So take us through your value proposition and the service you provide, also the geographical markets you are in right now.
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, Igloo Company provides, we still both provide a hardware and a software service solution to all our clients. So the hardware is in the form factor of all the locks, you know, whether that's a padlock, a door lock, or a lockbox, depending on the market and your needs and applications. But on top of that, you know, what's really interesting is, you know, how we've designed a software ecosystem around the way that you can manage your lock. So whether you're a consumer or you're an enterprise, you can now manage your lock remotely, grant access, view who's gone in and gone out, revoke access real time. So that's really in a nutshell, like what we do. Obviously we have different solutions for different scale of the needs you have. In terms of where we are today, so through our distribution partners and also through direct businesses, we have our products available in 53 different countries. And so that spans across Asia Pacific, Australia, Europe, US, and even some parts of Africa as well.
And the products are sold in over 100 countries, as far as I understand. Is that right?
That's correct. So even though we do have partners in 53 locations, a lot of them are actual regional distribution centers. And then they do distribute to a myriad of like countries that they also operate in through their partners and other channels and networks.
Mm. And let's take a look at your business model, Besta. Mm-hmm. You have two brands under your belt, Igloo Home, which seems to be targeted at retail homeowners, and Igloo Works, which offers businesses in property and infrastructure management solutions for what you call remote access monitoring and management. What was the rationale back then to diversify into the B2B market?
And that's an interesting question. So back when we first started, right, in 2015, 2016, we were already designing products specifically to solve the pain points of Airbnb and short-term rental host. You know, so with that in mind, the way we brought the product to market, we were already specialized in making sure that someone with our lock can manage their properties remotely in a seamless fashion, in a reliable fashion, where they never need to be down there or on site to touch or do anything with the lock, right? So as a result, this solution kind of spoke to a wider audience base. And we started finding ourselves in conversations with enterprises, also with similar pain points at a different scale, right? Now they have, you know, hundreds and thousands of facilities located across certain geographical regions. And the same thing, right? They wanted to, instead of grant visitors and customers to their property, they now want to grant access to their vendors, to their contractors, to some of their, like, even the employees themselves as well, and be able to manage that remotely. So we kind of took the heart of what we were already designing, and on top of that, kind of build a more enterprise and comprehensive software offering, right? So that includes, you know, sort of overhauling the user interface to enable a larger scale management of locks and devices, but also build and beef up our backend to allow integration into certain workflows. And so that's kind of how we shifted. So in a lot of ways, like the hardware stayed true to what we were designing it for, and we enhanced on the software and the security features.
Fast forward to the present day, 2023 right now, who would you say are your major customers? Do companies make up a larger part of your customer base? And if so, what kind of companies are we looking at in terms of scale and their line of business?
We like to say that because, you know, the brand has both an Igloo Home and an Igloo Works sort of angle. Right now, in most of the markets that we operate in, the share between a consumer and an enterprise or business application is more or less still like half-half, 50-50. That being said, though, we believe that even the single log or a couple of log owners that are our consumer tend to also use it for the business application. And that could include them, you know, having a log on their home, but also maybe having a log on their own business, right? Whether that's their rental or their yoga studio, their gyms, their various like office facilities. So I mean, it's a log that you can use across different parts of your life. And so we even go as far as to sort of coin this term within the company and target segment as the sharing economy. So anyone and everyone who has a physical asset or location that they may want to rent out or share, you know, anyone with that particular pain point, you'll find value in a product like Igloo.
Yeah. So very strong synergies between the two different verticals, you would say. But back in 2022, Forbes Asia reported that Igloo Company remotely serves over 400 enterprise customers. You guys issued 5 million digital credentials. I'm sure that number has changed. So what are we looking at right now?
We pulled this number out recently just to kind of do like a, you know, a hygiene check as well. So I think we're more than doubled that number now. So I think comfortably we're now serving about 1,000 businesses. So that's, you know, SMEs all the way to enterprise levels. And our credentials that we've created to date is a little bit over 9 million. So I mean, I think we're seeing very good traction and growth in most of our markets, definitely.
Indeed. And so let's look at the wider business environment best. Would you define the company as being in the smart home market, or would you define yourself as being in the real estate and property management market, or a mix of both? And if it's a mix of both, how much of an addressable market are we looking at in terms of dollars and cents?
I think because we have just a little bit shy of 20 hardware products now, you know, we play in multiple target segments, right? So everything you've said, Tian, whether that's a smart home, that's property management, that's real estate, depending also on the strength of distributing partners in the various markets, they also bring our products in front of different client base. So as a whole, right? I mean, if we're looking at what industry experts have been estimating the smart lock category, we found numbers anywhere between 2 to 7 billion, right? And then like internally, we believe that that is still a very conservative consumer estimate. That's largely because, you know, we're focusing down on just one of the key target markets that we focus on in the US of property management. You know, if you look at the current state of the world right now, there are 47 million rentals at a point in time, and these are long-term rentals, right? So if they spend anywhere between 100 to 150, we're already in the ballpark of almost 5 billion just for that target segment. And we're not even considering other markets that we operate in, like self-storage, like short-term and vacation rentals, you know, other areas that we are also strong in. So it's a very big market. Of course, I mean, we're not going after everything and anything. So, but it is, you know, it's not just a smart home, but every single thing that requires any form of access and security. Yeah.
So in the single digits, but in the billions. If I may just follow up very quickly, how much of a market share are you aiming for? I understand you said you're not going for everything, but any ballpark?
So Southeast Asia is a home ground, right? So I think if you are within this part of the world, you would, you know, you probably see or have heard of Igloo, especially if you're renting a rental business. So, you know, we believe that we're probably top of mind when it comes to buying a lock to operate and automate some of the rental properties that you have. Even in Australia, I mean, I was having a conversation with one of our key partners who's a distributor there. And he's saying that, you know, right now, if you have a new property or rental in Australia, we're already coming out on top. So mm-hmm. as a choice of lock for your rental. So I mean, in terms of where we focus on, we're doing very well. Of course, you know, as a business and as a tech company, we're trying to scale and disrupt different markets. So as we're starting to grow into them, you know, we're just kind of, you know, scratching mm-hmm. the surface a little bit. So it's really hard to give a sort of an estimate of how big we are, because it's also hard to anchor, right? Because we're going into disrupt the traditional mechanical industry where, you know, we're not likely to get 100% of everyone, and not everyone's going to switch or have the budget or the want to switch. But I mean, I think Southeast Asia is definitely an area we play well in, Australia, Europe, and lastly, the U.S. Yeah.
Mm. And you mentioned about a number of geographical markets. So let's take a look at that. Australia, as you mentioned, it was your first foreign market, I understand. Is it the biggest market for you? And you know, in the different geographical markets you are in, which are the most important markets for you?
Great question. So Australia will continue to remain one of our core markets, you know, because it's one that we really started venturing out into, and we have a really strong partner there as well. I mean, that being said, you know, it is a much smaller market than some of the ones that we're already operating in. So a couple of the bigger markets that we're operating in is Europe as a whole, and of course the United States. So I think in the US right now, that accounts for a little bit over 50% of the revenue that Igloo Company makes, right? So that's really across the country, from consumer as well as some of the enterprise applications I'm talking about.
And I really want to talk about your expansion into the US that was done back in 2021, yeah. Best. Why did the company choose to enter into the US market? I understand the pandemic has a part to play.
Yeah.
And don't mind me putting this question together as well. And that's the fact that Igloo Company has an ambitious plan, ambitious target back then, to deploy 1 million devices in the US across 3 years. So what are we looking at right now? Is this still an ambitious target?
It will remain an ambitious target. And, you know, and that's I suppose, how targets should be set as well, to steer the company in the right direction. So, you know, back to your original question on why we went, I think it was both out of necessity, but also we were opportunistic to go into this market. So where other areas in which we were operating in came to almost like a standstill. Constructions weren't happening, and that was, you know, largely affecting some of the property development deals that we had. Pilots in enterprises weren't continuing, right? Because everyone's now working from home. We had to look into other markets like the US, where, you know, interest rates were at an all-time low. Everyone was buying transactions and like properties was just off the charts. So as a result, it just kind of naturally propelled the adoption of our technology. And then once we saw that, you know, we quickly shifted and pivoted the resources to kind of focus on that. And I'm personally myself, I've been spending time there for the last year and a half too. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, you know, being a company this size, we're able to shift our focus and go into that market. So our CEO, back then, did set this ambitious goal of getting a million locks deployed. I think we're just a bit shy of a quarter of that now, you know, collectively in terms of the number of units deployed. That being said, though, I mean, we do have contracts in place to roll out hundreds and thousands of locks per year across the next couple of years. So we're going to get there, I mean, surely, but slowly. I think it's all things very exciting. And then we're working our way towards that goal.
Okay. And let's wrap up the conversation by looking at what's ahead for the company. You mentioned lots of contracts and it's very exciting. But let's talk about backing and strategic investors. You guys are backed by EDBI, Insignia Venture Partners, K3 Ventures, and more. Do you intend to go for another round of capital funding now that, you know, you're looking at, 9 million digital credentials, right? Any plans for now?
We're always fundraising. I mean, as a company, I think we're always looking out for partners and strategic investors who can propel the growth of the company and take us to the next stage. I mean, that being said, the capital climate isn't the most favorable in terms of conditions right now. So we've been looking a lot inwards of our own capability. And I think this year we'll have a goal of actually achieving sustainability. So I think everyone's working towards making sure that, you know, we are profitable as a company and we can grow on our own. And any capital that comes in will help even propel that further. Yeah.
And one quick one, you talk about capital conditions right now. And earlier we were chatting about how US has very low interest rates just about a couple of years ago, and things have totally changed right now. So before we let you go, Best, tell us more about the future plans for the company this year in terms of business expansion or in terms of looking internally and assessing the environment that you're in.
We're going to stay very much focused on what we started off to do this year, right? Which is trying to get to the ambitious goal of profitability. That being said, we also just recently launched three new products in the padlock space, right? So opening up new enterprise projects, giving a refresh of our consumer padlock, and also, you know, going into the more high volume consumer space as well. So, I mean, those are a few things if you're interested in, you know, where we're operating in that area now. So, I mean, product launches are going to continue to happen as we are a hardware and software company. In terms of geographical focus, I think we're going to stay into where we are today and grow, kind of like expand into that deeper. So the US, I mean, I think one of the things that we are already in is, you know, Walmart and Lowe's. So if you are in that part of the world, you can now find Igloo. And that's like a recent thing that just happened in the last 6 months as well. So, you know, we're kind of expanding into the retail space while still staying focused on the enterprise like biddings.
Thanks a lot, Bess. And that was Bess Hapupong, VP of Business Development at Igloo Company. Lots of exciting plans ahead. And thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.